This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good morning. A Coast Guard 47-foot motor lifeboat was called out to a location near the jetties on Humboldt Bay this past Friday after receiving a call that two surfers were in distress and being pulled out into the ocean. The boat crew managed to get both surfers on board, and despite fatigue, both were in good health. Petty Officer First Class Scott Harrison, the rescue boat's coxswain, said in a release that the surfers were new to the area and were dragged out of the mouth of the bay with a very fast tide shift. They were fortunate a bystander saw them. Sheriff's deputies and the coroner's office were dispatched to an area near the campus of the College of the Redwoods yesterday after PG&E crews reported finding possible human remains. The remains were later confirmed as being human, although no identification has been made. The workers found the remains on the north side of the campus in a heavily wooded area. An investigation has begun. She cruised into office with an easy win in the June primary in 2014, and this afternoon at 12:15 on the steps of the county courthouse, she will announce her campaign for re-election. District Attorney Maggie Fleming will seek another term and points to the changes made in the office, hiring of new attorneys, clearing backlog cases, and creating better coordination with local law enforcement agencies through weekly meetings as some of the highlights of her first term. Fleming will be introduced by former HSU Police Chief Lynn Soderberg at the campaign kickoff event. Local fishermen, business owners, faculty from Humboldt State, and local consultants will host the first of two fishery-related meetings today at the Werfinger Building in Eureka from 6 to 8 p.m. The second is scheduled for Friday night in Shelter Cove, and the topic under discussion will be the future of the fishing industry on the North Coast. Faced with serious environmental issues that have closed crab and fishing seasons in the past few years, along with low fish stocks on local rivers, attendees will discuss the current state of fisheries and what to expect in the coming years. There may be some movement on a piece of federal legislation to address the needed funding for battling catastrophic wildfires. Senators Ron Wyden and Mike Crapo of Idaho, with support from the congressional delegations of the western states, introduced the Wildfire Disaster Funding Act in an effort to get the federal government to focus more money on forest management instead of fire suppression. The cost for fighting wildfires this year alone has exceeded $2 billion, and the lawmakers want to end the practice of borrowing money to battle wildfires and establish a funding source similar to those used for other natural disasters such as earthquakes and hurricanes. Currently, more than 60% of the Forest Service's budget is spent on fire suppression, while forest land maintenance and management takes a back seat. The search continues for 27-year-old Zach Harrison, a man wanted in connection with the murder of 58-year-old Alder Point resident Robert Holtzclaw last Saturday. Harrison fled in a black Ford F-150 pickup with Oregon license plates. He remains at large. He's considered armed and dangerous. That's the KINS North Coast News. I'm Dan Squire.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.